Hi, good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Joanna Wells and my husband,
Darren Wells.
Hey, we are in the middle of an awesome discussion. We usually do this. It's really, really funny. In the morning, him and I will get it and we'll have our coffee and we'll just start talking about what's going on in the world. And then Darren decided, you know, hey, why don't we just have a freaking coffee morning, like podcast?
Coffee show,
because that's what we used to have anyway about a year ago, last year. And it's so important because this is a time when we're extremely passionate about sharing information that is really needed for you to hear, okay? Now, if you don't know our work, the work we do, you know, we help people become secured creditors, okay? We help people break away from the hypnosis, programming that's been bestowed upon the population for several years, especially since the television came out, hundreds of years through religion, but with the television and their programming, forget about it. That's all they need. And now the phones and the iPhones to program your mind into believing you are everything they want you to believe. Now, I'm also a clinical hypnotherapist, okay, and I have other, you know, I'm certified in other realms of hypnotherapy, such as quantum healing hypnotherapy, all forms, past life regression, and so forth, okay? My husband as well, he can tell you his background.
Yeah, I just do the neuroscience, new psychology, and psychoacoustics, working with sound frequency healing and programming. That's my forte and what I do, so with the subliminals and different frequencies and stuff.
And you being a DJ also.
Being a DJ for 20 years actually helps that, because listening to music for the last 20, 30 years, I mean, obviously that's a big thing that's put me into this kind of work, because I've always wanted that specific DJ set where everybody is on the dance floor all night trying to figure out how, why, and what, and specific sounds and all this kind of stuff. And then obviously it led into the psychoacoustics.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, we both have a background in dealing with that, and him, and also the frequency. So what we're trying to tell you folks, really, we stopped watching TV 10 years ago, 12 years ago. I stopped watching it. You know, I used to live in San Diego, California, and I remember, you know, my ex-husband was Navy, and I was an ex-wife of a Navy guy, of course. So, you know, day in, day out, living in our military house and all that, turning on the television, drinking our coffee, getting our breakfast, watching the news, that was like a normal thing. That was a normal thing for us, along with many, many people from all over the world. They get up in the morning, they get their kids ready, they're turning on the television, and where do they go? They go to the news, or Good Morning, America, or some crazy crop like that, right? And immediately we watch the show, because we want to know what's going on out there. What's going on in San Diego? You know, what's going on in England or London, wherever you're from around the world? We want to know what the hell's happening. And it gives us a sense of closeness. It's home. You know, they're speaking our language. You know what I mean? It's like the Truman Show. If you've ever seen the Truman Show, you need to watch the damn Truman Show. It is so freaking true. But anyways, I am, you know, we're very aware. And we've been very aware of the consistent programming, the propaganda being utilized to control the masses. And a lot of you out there who say, I can't get hypnotized, is baloney. You're simply not educated. You're not educated at all. Hypnosis is just a form of state of relaxation. That's all it is, a state of trance, just relaxation. Right before you go to bed, you get into that. First, you get into the alpha state, and then you move into theta. You move into alpha every time you watch the television. You move into alpha every time you watch a movie, a very good movie, and you really get into it where the rest of the world no longer exists but the movie. You are in alpha state, folks. You are already being hypnotized. We are a very hypnotizable race.
Yeah, I forgot his name, but you can look this up. It was done in the movies. I mean, I think this was probably in the 50s or the 60s. No, maybe it's the 70s, somewhere back a few years ago anyway, where in the movies they actually projected, just for a split second, on the screen, are you thirsty? And are you hungry? Buy more Coke, buy more popcorn. Uh-huh. And obviously in that cinema, sales went up through the roof because of this subliminal suggestion people were secretly hypnotized with inside the movies. So you can be hypnotized without you actually knowing it. You might think that you have choice, but really you're being gently persuaded into thinking that it's your idea, that you want this. But have you ever looked in your house and just realized that you've bought a load of stuff that you don't even need or want, and it's just thrown in the back of the closet, and you've never touched it, seen it, or known, or forgot about it? You know, this is what's happened.
Exactly. So, you know, have you ever driven in a car and you got to your destination and you're realizing, wow, how did I get here so fast? You know what I mean? It's like you went into, like you were there within an instant, and yet the drive was probably an hour long or 2 hours long. Like, how the hell did I get here so fast? It's because you were in a hypnotized state. So as a hypnotherapist, I know this. There's no such thing as you not being hypnotized. Hypnotized, when you think about being hypnotized, you're watching the movies. You're watching, you know, a hypnotherapist or hypnotist hypnotizing somebody to walk around like a dog, act like a dog, cluck like a chicken, and all of that stuff. That is BS. I mean, there's entertainers out there, hypnotists that are good, but they cannot put you through hypnosis in that way unless you accept it. Unless you are saying, yes, I accept this. It's okay. I'm fine. I'll participate in your thing. And you can snap out of it anytime. That's also another important, powerful note. You can snap out of hypnosis anytime when you realize that, you know, you're moving into such a deep state. You're saying some things. You're like, you know what? I can move out right now. I don't need to stay in this hypnosis stage right here. So it's very important for you to know this, that when I started learning about becoming a secured creditor, about the world, the matrix as we know it, okay, that, you know, living in the matrix, the governments, you know, how they're running their operations out of the courts and on everything, every little intricate level of learning about the birth certificate, that it's a bond, it's a security instrument, it's utilized to be monetized, meaning where other companies and foreign companies and corporations make money off of your birth certificate bond without you even knowing, and buying up companies like, you know, coffee companies and other companies. I mean the list goes on and on. It was the most important thing for me to learn, because my mentor, who was a multimillionaire, Eddie, and I've talked about him many, many times, he was also the co-creator of the Air Cars, the cars that did run on air in Europe. He told me years ago, he says, there is another force that never wants you to succeed in life. They never want you to succeed. It doesn't matter how much money you make. And he had half a billion in the bank, $500 million in the bank, Bank of America, that they froze. They froze for a long time, and he couldn't even have access or touch his money, okay? So he told me years ago, when I was like 28, 29 years old, that there is a force out there that does not want you to move up. Doesn't matter if you're a multimillionaire. It doesn't matter what status you are. They will always keep you down. And through the money that he made, or they made from this company with the air cars, that he had to pay a lot of money for clearances, you know, $250,000 for this clearance, anti-drug clearance, anti-terrorist clearance, anti-whatever clearance, he had to come out of the bank, out of the money. They were sucking him dry. So back then, at 28, 29, I mean, I was a go-go dancer. I didn't know any of that. You know, that's what I did. I went through a major divorce, and also had the ability of being very intuitive, very highly intuitive, Then I also have the ability of channeling, mediumship. I mean, the list kind of goes on. And he just came into my life out of nowhere to explain to me, you're here to do something very important. I don't know what, but they know. And he and his they was basically, it could be God, the angels, or the Syrians and Palladians. Who knows, okay? So this important man comes into my life. I am nowhere near wealthy at the time. I'm like, why are you telling me all of this? And so he starts explaining to me about George Norrie, Coast to Coast AM. He starts introducing me to these, you know, talk show hosts, David Icke, Alex Jones, and all of that, all the conspiracy crew, right? And then from then on, my life completely changed. And he also introduced me to law of attraction. Law of attraction, utilizing the power of your mind and watching what comes out of your mouth, watching what comes out of your thoughts. Because, and he couldn't explain it at the time. You know, we had a little argument because one day I was in the car with him. And he goes, you need to watch what comes out of your mouth, what comes out of your thoughts, what you're thinking. Because if you keep doing this, I'm going to have to drop you off in the car, out of my car. Get out of my car. I can't have you in my car. You're going to sabotage what I'm trying to do. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Had no idea what he was saying. And now as a hypnotherapist, I know exactly what he meant. That whatever you say, whatever you speak into, you speak outside, you speak it into existence because your subconscious mind takes it all in. It is a bigger part of your mind as opposed to your conscious mind. Your conscious mind is a beta. It's in beta state, and it's a smaller part of the mind where we're awake, you know, we're waking up, and, you know, we see, we're able to see everything around us through our eyes. And we operate at such a level through the ego, and we pass judgments. And I mean, there's so much going on, but it's a little part of the mind that's operating, okay? The subconscious mind is the bigger part of the mind that is silent, basically, but it acts as a mirror. It acts as a mirror. So whatever it is that you are saying, or whatever it is that you are listening to or watching with your five senses, your subconscious mind soaks it up like a sponge, whether you believe it or not. And it's bypassed into the subconscious mind when you are in an alpha state. When you move into alpha state is when your attention is taken. The moment like a commercial comes on, they say, oh my gosh, Look at this person. He's getting sick from a flu. Okay, that's an example. Right away, what happens? You watch it. Your attention is taken, right? Your attention is taken and long enough for you to move into the alpha state. So that way that commercial can grab your attention long enough to then move you into alpha. So therefore, all you become susceptible to their suggestions. So whatever happens in the commercial, then they start pumping in the subliminals, the suggestions that you end up becoming susceptible to. And you're in a hypnosis. You move into hypnosis right away. Okay? And you don't even realize you're doing it. You don't realize what's going on. So anyway, that's what Eddie knew. He knew about that. And a lot of multimillionaires, billionaires are aware of this. They are very aware of this. The elite are very aware of this, that they can easily hypnotize the world by utilizing visuals, sound, frequency, and so much more, okay? So folks, if you haven't noticed, you've all been under a hypnotic state for a long time. That you believe everything the authorities tell you, the government tells you to do this, to do that, you will do it. And they don't just come out to directly tell you by knocking on your door, they do it indirectly. I guess you would say indirectly, which is through the television, right? And if you don't follow through or cooperate, then you might find a knock at your door. Okay, So I'm not here to preach doom and gloom. I'm here to say how freaking powerful and amazing you are. So it was during this time after Eddie left my life, you know, and then I went back into normal mode. I tried to go back into normal mode. It's you can't do that, because once you have woken up to who you truly are, it is impossible to go back to that. So, you know, fell in love with a Navy guy. We got married, had two kids. And my mind is just spinning off on and on and on and on about Eddie. I just cannot get Eddie out of my head about the teachings, everything. And then eventually I discovered YouTube and went on YouTube. And then eventually I learned a lot along the way. I was in the middle of a fight, a custody battle with my ex-husband, and dealing with he had child support after me. Okay. Then I had to learn something else. I had to learn about the sovereign movement. I had to learn about being a secured creditor, because here's this guy, took my kids from me. He didn't even have full physical custody. That's the whole point. He made me believe he did by having the cops against me. Anytime I came around, I had no money. I mean, the list goes on and on. His family was connected to the Freemasonry. So he had such an advantage at the time, where I had a disadvantage, okay? So life caused me to learn something very valuable again, which is to operate on the private side and become a secured creditor. To learn that a person in the Black's Law Dictionary, 7th edition, even the older editions, states that a person is a corporation. Okay? It's an entity. That's what a person is. So we've been under the hypnosis believing we are a person. Really, we are a living being. We are a living human being, a living soul, a living being or a soul living in a vessel. We are not persons, but they make us believe we are persons, because persons are the only things that can be, are able to be in contract with one another. And that's where your birth certificate comes in. This is where the corporations come in. This is how they're able to do business with you, because you are a person. That's what the birth certificate bond is for. They put you under this hypnosis believing that that's what you are. That's what you've always been. But we are learning to move out of the hypnosis and realizing that it is all bullshit. It's all BS. We are not persons. We are human beings. Individuals, just souls, having a human experience, if you want to go there. But in order for you to get out of this trance, paperwork, learning to be a secure creditor is one of the first steps to do. Of course, separate yourself from being a corporation for someone else, being a slave for the plantation, and learn to take control of that vessel as the executor or executrix, complete control as a sovereign being that you truly are, where you do have choices. You do have choices, and you can make a decision anytime that you want. Okay? And it also involves spiritual growth, okay? There's a lot of students I've worked with that they believe just by becoming a secure creditor, that is all, that they're set. But really, many of them they are not spiritually sound at all. Many of them have never meditated before. They don't even know what the hell meditation is. Because if you knew how to meditate, you would learn to be present in the now and be able to connect with who you truly are as a sovereign being. You claim that you're sovereign. A lot of you sovereigns and secure creditors claim that you're sovereign, but yet you're claiming the ego. That's all you're doing. You're claiming an ego. You're claiming the conscious mind as, yes, I'm Steve and I'm I am a sovereign being. I'm not the name, but I'm the living being. But you're just, it's just words coming out of your mouth with paperwork. Okay? That's not going to help you. You need to meditate. You need to go within. You need to go inside yourself, and you need to be present in the now moment. And when you do that, you start tapping into the higher realization of who you truly are, which is the great I am. Buddhists have been doing it. Yogis have been doing it for thousands of years. And when you are able to learn this, you start to move into a greater awareness that you are not that ego. You are not that conscious mind. So there's a saying, you need to be conscious. You know, I caught myself saying it too. But really, as a hypnotherapist, you realize, wait a second, you don't want to be conscious. You want to be as unconscious as possible, meaning you want to be moving into the awareness of higher consciousness, not conscience. We're already conscious, in the conscious realm of thinking we are who we are. So this is the problem right now, folks. This is the F up. This is the mess up. Okay, I've dealt with so many students, not a whole bunch. Okay, but there are some. There are some that are very awesome. They're awake. They meditated. They're really into the healing, and they're very present, and they know who they are. They know they're coming from a center point. They are not coming from documents. They documents to them are just a freaking tool. That's all it is, a tool, just like money is a tool. But then there are some students, and I will tell you one that we've dealt with just recently, who another a very, very conscious one, comes to getting a trust set up by us with the wrong reasons. First of all, he was in government funding, or government, what is it, like food stamps from the England. Government, you know, he was so broke. He didn't have any money, this guy. So he got money somehow, some way from some government funding, or not even funding, from like food stamps, welfare, whatever. He came from that group, okay? He thought that by buying the trust, he was going to tap into the trust and get a bunch of money out of it. He came for the wrong reason. So here's a poor-minded person, poor-minded, conscious, ego person who's never, doesn't know nothing about tapping into their higher self at all, a year later decides, I want my money back. I'm talking to a trust expert, and this trust expert says, that's not a trust. I go, dude. I said, if you wanted to create a trust yourself, you could have just got a book called, you know, How to Make Trust the Dummy's Way, or by the Idiot's book. It's real simple. You could just handwrite the damn thing and you turn it into a trust. You just need your grantor, the trustee, and beneficiaries. How freaking hard is that? Please. And then you're going to sit and insult me and say that our trust isn't right. I said, I told him, this has nothing to do with the trust. Your problem is, You want your money back because you don't have any money. You didn't have money from the beginning. So people like that come to us for the wrong reasons, thinking that they're going to jump into a gold mine, that they're going to be rich overnight because they became a secured creditor and they got a trust set up. That is bullshit. You are learning from the wrong people, okay? The people we work with that have trust set up are people that have a lot of money. I mean, they don't have to be extremely wealthy. They just have a good amount of money or assets that they wish to protect, like gold, art. It could be anything of value, property, to protect it, including themselves, okay? But they, and the last time we spoke, this individual decides to join a group and say, you know what, I'm going to go join this group because they're going to teach me how to get with the 1099 and the whatever BS and get this free money. And I told him, you go that route, you're going to end up in jail. Be very, very careful. I told him like last year. So I basically, I blocked him. I thought I blocked him, or I just didn't want nothing to do with him anymore. But he still had the teachings, fine, he paid for it, but I just didn't want that energy in my group. I don't want parasites in my group, okay, at all. Bottom feeders, no way. So anyway, so he comes back wanting money, and I said, oh, so what happened? The group that you were a part of, this 1099 group, or trying to get money out of a trust, just like another group I was a part of. What, you're not rich yet? So that's the problem, folks. You are, many of you are just too conscious. You're operating in a conscious beta level. You never connected to who you truly are, which is your higher self, and the way to do it is through meditation. So this is why my husband and I, we've decided, you know, we have the July program coming up, the Silver Bullet Trust Program, Ambassador Program. And this is going to be the last time we're going to be doing this particular program in this way, because the following program after that is going to be on how to train people to transform their lives from being the victim-minded ego mentality that they believe to be into moving into complete
higher state of consciousness
and awareness, higher states. We will be doing meditation exercises, transformation exercises, utilized by certain teachers, gurus that are multimillionaires and billionaires that we've learned along the way that has actually helped improve our lives, okay? We want to work with people like that, that are wanting to improve themselves. A lot of the sovereign groups, folks, I'm going to tell you, are all a trap. Majority of them are a trap. Yes, it's good to get started to learn about what's going on, the awakening, the conspiracies and all of that. But don't get caught up in that world, because it's only going to drag you down and you're only going to fight against your own shadow. You are a mirror. Whatever you go against will come back to you. If you are fighting against opponents, if you're fighting against the presidents, if you're fighting against the kings and queens, you're fighting against yourself every single freaking time, okay? So we've evolved. My husband and I have completely evolved. That's why I have always been like really walking a fine line when teaching, taking in students to become secured creditors, because I need to know where they're coming from. That's why we do a questionnaire. I need to know where the hell they're coming from. Are they coming from a place where they're only making 20 grand a year? Are they moving into 100 grand a year, 200? You know, they're actually doing very well for themselves. Where, you know, because people that are operating as business, they have businesses or good investments, they are already coming into who they are, who they, their true self. They're starting to utilize the power of their mind to create opportunities for themselves, okay? But the people that are living on government benefits, and trust me, I did that too, but I was like 18, 19, 20 years old. I was a little kid back then. You know, but sometimes things tend to happen to us, and we end up having to end up in a situation. It could be due to injury, problems, whatever. And if you're in that position, you have no business learning about this information right away. You need to be healing yourself. You need to be working on yourself 100%. You need to go through therapy, go through hypnotherapy, you know, read some very inspirational books. That's what you need to be doing. You need to be working on yourself. Because been working on myself. My husband and I, we work on ourselves all the time. We're self-improvement junkies, pretty much, okay? So when we come across a student or a prospect or a client, whatever, that wants the information, but they're doing it in a different way, they want to utilize it for a different way for their own egotistical purposes, you know, we basically push you away. We say, sorry, go somewhere else. We're not the group for you, okay? But things have become more stricter now. We're really, really going to be stricter now this time around. We have 9 seats available, okay? Only 9 seats available left. I'm only, like I said, it's only 10 people I'm taking in. 9 seats available. We teach you the secured creditor, how to become a secured creditor, how to operate on the private side, how to protect yourself, how to get a valuable trust set up, an international irrevocable trust that is recognized by the IRS, recognized by the banks, especially in the United States, and many banks. Anyone would know what the EIN identifying number is, which deals with foreign trusts, okay? And all you got to do is look at the testimonials. I've been doing this for 12 years, this type of work for 12 years. Got me out of child support issues, got many of my students out of major problems. But the problem is there's these chattel people that have no standing, they have no experience, they don't know what the hell's going on, so they are so susceptible. If they hear someone say, I'm an expert in this field and I'm a lawyer, and let me tell you about that real quick, folks. I knew a trust expert in San Diego, and he told me, it was very interesting, he said, you know what, people think lawyers know how to create trust. He said, it's so freaking funny. He says, we had to spend several days fixing lawyers' trusts that they've done for our clients, okay? And he's a trust expert. He wanted to work with me. He really liked what we were offering out of California. And he says, just because you go to a lawyer to get a trust set up, you have it set up correctly? He's like, no way. So anybody who comes to me and says, well, you're doing it the wrong way, I'm sorry, buddy. First of all, you know, where are you coming from? Where's your background? Where have you traveled to? What countries have you been to? What challenges have you had to face? And have you been able to get out of those challenges utilizing the processes that I have utilized, we have utilized, and my students have utilized, and many testimonials after, okay? Many testimonials of students that have utilized our processes that work, obviously. Okay, and again, it's not just the paperwork. It's not just the paperwork at all. That is the problem with many of these people. They think, oh, it's just the paperwork and that's it. It's going to help me. If you come in with a bad behavior and you're operating in the conscious level in that way, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere, okay? So that's why we joined the Silver Bullet Trust Ambassador Secure Creditor Program along with the transformation work together, because we are helping our students transform internally so they can externally create a new world, a new identity, a new reality. That's what we're doing. This is the work we do, okay? And we've dealt with a lot of secure creditor experts and sovereign experts and all of that. But you know what? It's the same thing. They're still conscious. I haven't met hardly any that meditated. I kid you not. And you know what? Meditation is so damn important. And I keep bringing this up. It is very important to at least get your mind still, be calm, doing walking meditation, sitting by the beach, but really going inward, inside. A lot of you don't know this. You were never taught this. And a lot of you are thinking, oh my gosh, it's so hard to stare at a freaking candle. Trust me, I tried doing that myself, and I failed at it every time. And there are so many other avenues you can take now. There's so many devices, technological devices you can utilize at your fingertip. Like at a push of a button, you can listen to freaking YouTube. You can listen to the sound of rain and go right into meditation. You can listen to white noise, go right into meditation. You can listen to the bowls, the Tibetan bowls, and go right into meditation. And then there's some that are very custom made just for you. You know, my husband, it deals with Vibonics. That's his company. He creates his own subliminal meditative sound therapy, okay, along with many out there. So that actually calms the mind. When you're able to calm the mind inside, you're able to calm the storm outside. So a lot of you that are operating in a conscious level, okay, from beta all the time, you easily react to everything that is thrown your way. You easily are overly reactive. Things are thrown your way. Something triggers you. Of course you're going to react. Due to what? Your programming, from growing up, from your family, and your school environment and whatever environment that you're in, you're going to be easily triggered easily, completely. Because you don't know who the, because you all you do is react. We teach you how to get over that. We teach you how to not react in that way, where you know that it is, that you take full responsibility of every opportunity that comes your way. Okay? This is the importance of the work that we do. I would have to say that the transformation work that we do is more important than the trust and secure creditor work altogether. Okay? You could be successful transforming your life by utilizing the power of your mind and recreating a new reality completely, entirely. You can recreate a new reality and change your whole life without using any paperwork at all. Okay? But, of course, like 99 or 95% of you, you need it. You need to learn to be a secure creditor. That is just the doorway. That is the way to go inside to learn. Okay, you learn about the history of what's been going on, about the lies, the deceit, making you believe that you're a walking corporation. They could take advantage of you. They tax the crap out of you and whatever the hell. You got to start somewhere to wake up. If it's not being a secure creditor, you start with David Icke. You know, start with Alex Jones. I mean, they're really good at, really David Icke is better. I like David Icke or other teachers like that that will help you to wake up, right? Well, you're awake. You're awake, obviously, if you're listening to us, you're waking up. But you need to wake up inside. That's the problem. One thing is to wake up like a little hatchling, but because it's so new to you, but also, you have something inside of you that's an asset that is known as, it's called the subconscious mind, that is so precious that they, the elite, know about it. You can read about it in The Science of Getting Rich. You can read about it in The Power of Your Imagination by Neville Goddard. You can read about it by Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. You can read about this Becoming Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza, which I'm rereading again because I freaking love this book. And he talks from a neurological, from a neuroscience level, because he's a doctor, he's a medical doctor and neurologist, and he meditates. And he says how powerful this mind movies are and meditation is, and how to change your now moment. That is what is needed in the sovereign communities, if anything. Are you kidding me? In the secure creditor communities, in the adversarial communities, in the racist communities, you all need to freaking move into the heart space. You need to meditate. Because that is where you're going to find your heart opening up, and you start to find love for everyone and everything else, because you start to realize everything is connected, interconnected. Everything is one. So, you know, you can go on chasing every group to become a secure creditor, to teach you to get to that golden, that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. You can do it. And I tell all my students, go for it. Go follow those groups. It's not like I'm not going to befriend you, because I know what's going to happen. You're going to come back and you're going to be very upset. You're going to be like, oh my God, I didn't get my free money from my birth certificate bond. And I said, yeah, well, we never sold you that. But you were sold by somebody else. You were hypnotized enough to believe it. Okay? We actually empower our students. We empower them.
Yeah, we got solutions, not like other gurus out there. So that's what we believe in. It's all tested, what we throw at you, because it's we test stuff ourselves. We've had friends test them. We've had family members test them. Not just from paperwork to the sound audios to all this other kind of stuff. I mean, this stuff's been going around the world for years. And obviously, having so many people on the planet right now, obviously that's well needed in this time.
Especially during the stock market possible crash that might be happening. There's a repetition of it since from 1929 is what I'm hearing. Look what's going on with Bitcoin. Look what's going on with the crypto markets, the stock markets right now. You know, this is the most important time right now to become a secure creditor, to have a trust set up, to meditate, to meditate more than anything. Really learn to meditate immediately by somebody, somehow get on YouTube. Who gives a crap? Just start meditating first. Calm your mind down. Calm the storm within the subconscious mind. Stop getting involved with other debates on Facebook where everyone's got to believe that they're right, because you're dealing with a bunch of conscious people that are in the ego.
And they're all just distractions.
Yeah, that's what they are. They're all distractions coming at you. Okay? We teach our students really how to own their power and empower themselves. Yes, we teach the paperwork. Yes, you teach. In order to operate on the private side, to be private, to actually know, is knowing who the frick you are. You cannot operate on the private side with just paperwork, believing that the paperwork is going to help you only. It doesn't work that way at all. It is entirely up to you, because it all has to do with the mind. Whatever you put out will come back to you. Whatever you focus on, your mind becomes. This is not metaphysical, spiritual woo-woo shit we're teaching here, okay?
It's all on how to conduct yourself
and
in the appropriate way.
And it's based on science.
Yeah.
Real science. You know, everybody operates from the past. And the neurological pathways are still the same. Operating from the past, everything that happens, they're projecting the past. And this is something very interesting, what Dr. Joe Dispenza says. If you want to know how your future is going to go, just look at your past, look at your life now, look at your past. That's how your future is going to be. We actually teach you how to reconstruct?
Reconstruct
the neural pathways through hypnosis, through meditation, through utilizing certain strategies, in seeing your life in a whole other perspective, because that is going to snap you out. It's going to snap you out of the zombie state. Because I'm going to tell you, most of you who are operating in this from the zombie apocalypse level, you're all going to be led to the slaughter. And a lot of you have already been led to the slaughter. A lot of you have died following and acting as zombies and not even realizing it.
That's the hypnosis.
And the pandemia, all the stuff going on combined. Obviously, I don't want to get into that, but you know where this is going. So yes, we're taking 9 more students for the July program. The Ambassador, Secure Creditor, the Silver Bullet Trust program. It doesn't matter what country you're from. However, it has to be, all of our documents are in English. So if you're from another country that speaks a different language, you're going to have to translate it in that language. I'm going to tell you straight up, guys. You can go to Fiverr, Fiverr.com, and they can help you with that. And you just pay somebody just a small amount, $20, $50 maybe, and they could just redo the documents for you in that language. Okay, the work we do is so freaking important. It's pretty much undervalued, right?
Yeah. It also brings you out of their system, which gives you total control over you and what you have possession over.
Yes, and I've had the question, and to wrap this up, I had a question. Oh my God, what if you have credit cards and loans and all? Can I still get loans and credit? I go, yes, of course you can. And you can discharge them too, because I've had students do the same thing. You can discharge your loans. You can discharge your credit cards. You can discharge a lot of debt. And foreclosures, well, if you're dealing with, you don't want to wait too long. That's the problem. Many of you wait too long. When you're dealing with mortgages and houses, it's best to put them in a trust and protect your house that way. And therefore, the banks cannot sell the house, and they cannot touch your house. They cannot pull you out of the house. Okay? If you want to learn more about this, please go to securecreditor.com. Go to the front site, and I have an ebook for you to download to read it for free. Please read it. If you're not a reader, that's fine. Just go below the ebook. And there's a presentation that is done already. Please learn about the power of operating on the private side. Get out of the hypnosis state that you've been in for years and take your life back already, folks. Take your lives back. The deadline for the July program is on July 1st. It begins mid-July, and you can find the information there. Again, go to securecreditor.com/packages. All the information is down below in this podcast. If this podcast is on YouTube, you'll find the description there. Click on that and go, and really, really take care of what is about to happen, folks. Assets are already being seized. Your gold can be seized. Your silver can be seized. It doesn't matter. You say, I want my gold and silver. Yeah, gold and silver, that's fine, but it could also be seized if you're not operating on the private side. Your cars, your kids, your houses, your boats, your bank accounts, all of it, because you are operating
in their system
as like on the Truman Show. Same thing. Watch Truman Show. You are in the Truman Show, folks. That's waking up. Wake up from the deep hypnosis you've been in and reprogram your mind. That's what we do. We help reprogram your mind from a deep hypnosis that you and your family have been under for years. Don't you think it's time to take your life back? Be the creator of your own reality? That's what we do here with Gods of Amenti. I'm Dr. Joanna Wells.
And I'm Darren Wales.
Go to securecreditor.com and also check out vibonics.com if you want to reprogram your mind.
Spelled VYBONYX.com,
and you can find that information down below in the description. All right, folks, I'm alive. I'm kicking. We're kicking. I got over the bronchitis, and we're ready to kick ass right now to help as many people as possible to awaken them from a deep, ugly sleep into their own God self-potential. Take care.